I think our exhaustion and our elation at successfully completing the record cycle at that point was probably no better showcase than the destruction of that dressing room in Madison.
We destroyed that dressing room.
Jeff, will you open my beer bottle for me?
That was bad. That was, I think, the worst we've ever been damage-wise to a room.
We're not dressing room destroyers by nature. It's not a thing we like to make a habit. Although there's been maybe one, two, maybe three more times in the past. There's been a small handful of times in the past that we've done it.
We've never messed things up like that before.
All I know is that there were sinks on the walls when we got in there, and they were not on the walls when we got out, and there was water flowing everywhere and a couple of broken TVs. We go in knowing that any damage we do, we have to pay for, so it's not like, you know, we're idiots about it. But then maybe that makes it kind of fun, because you're like, well, fuck it. $200. $500.
And then Tyler tried taking the hose and feeding it back into the pee trap, and that didn't work, and it went spraying all over the damn place.
And everybody got it. Of course, Mikey. If somebody's breaking shit, there's, of course, Mike.
It was just a way to let it all out. And plus, everybody knows when I drink, I like to break shit. You're gonna die, dear!
Whoa. That was fucking hit me in the head.
You and me, motherfucker. We're out of an appointment right the fuck now. That's right! The ultimate break shit experience.
It was a great record cycle. I mean, it was more successful than I think we anticipated and imagined, given the environment. But we've always been fortunate in that way.
Even though we talked about like continuing on beyond Christmas, when Christmas came around, I think we all were like, let's just stop.
Let's wrap this one up and go home and take a very short break, and then we just wanted to start writing.
Guitar, Dan. Guitar, Dan. Not really. Not guitar. Not really guitar, Dan.